Oliver Callan on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by It's for Women. Discover female health insurance through It's for Women.
It's Dermot Whelan in for Oliver Callan. Hope you're all well this morning. 51551. Some texts coming in on that very number. We were talking to Carl Spain. Thanks very much to Carl for dropping in to chat to us about his new tour. He's on the road. He is genuinely one of the funniest people I know on and off the stage. So if you get a chance to see Carl, you should. Someone, Sharon, says, what do you think of the TV show Hacks? It's about a legendary Las Vegas comedian and her young joke writer. I've seen it actually. Someone recommended it to me and I really like it. It's very, very funny. And I think if you're into the world of comedy as well, you might like The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel on Prime as well. It's one of my favourite shows. But a young female Jewish comedian in New York in the 1960s. For anything other than the comedy, the fashion in it is amazing. The clothes are incredible and the sets and everything. So I'd recommend that too, The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel and Hacks. James is on about gum shields. He says, the 61-year-old me who recently spent a large sum to get my bridge replaced for the second time as a result of playing rugby without a gum shield in my teens thinks that maybe there should be a little more encouragement to keep them in their mouths. Definitely agree with that one, James. And yeah, you can keep your text coming in, 51551. So we have another guest in studio, I'm delighted to say, this lovely sunny Monday morning. Daniel Sexton is an art teacher teaching in Cork Prison. And it is a pioneering program bringing students and prisoners together to learn side by side as academic equals within the prison classroom. Hello, Daniel. Welcome to the show.
Good morning.
Hop in there nice and close to that microphone because we don't want to miss that. Is that a Limerick accent or a Cork accent?
Oh, it's definitely Limerick.
It's definitely Limerick. Yeah. Jeez, we're taking over the place this morning. Am I the kid? How long have you been teaching art in prisons?
I'm up there 14 years in Cork.
When you say in Cork?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I'm working in Cork Prison.
That's a bit of a commute in the morning, is it?
It can be, yeah. But, you know. Get by it.
JP will get the road built.
Yeah, it's a matter of time.
What made you want to teach art in prisons? Was it a challenge? Was something you're naturally drawn to? Was there a personal reason for it? What was it?
Yeah, I suppose I studied in the Crawford, in the college there, studied painting. So I was always good with people and kind of more relaxed about things. So I studied interventions in education, how to intervene, you know, targeted audiences of people. So the prison was an obvious place. And so like...
Is it an intimidating place to walk into?
No.
Not for you?
Not for me. Not for me, but I think the IPS do great service to the country because it's a fine balance, you know. It's a difficult question.
Yeah, there's a disconnect though, isn't there, in terms of... We just have no real concept of what... It's like, it's just one of those places you just can't know, I guess, until you've been in there.
And that's what's great about this today. Mm. You know, like for the prison services to be trusting me to having this conversation, getting a little bit about the work we do in there. I work for the ETB in Cork, with my boss, Adele.
That's the Education Training Board.
Yeah. And they've been very supportive. So initiatives like this, like the Inside Out programme.
Mm. And what kind of insights do you get when you're sitting down with a group of prisoners? Do you know what they're in there for? Do you ever ask? Is it something that comes up?
It's up to choice. I can look into the phone, but I don't think I would do what I do if I did that. Mm. So, you know.
What's the room like where you teach art? Does it look like an art room?
It's a lot messier than this.
But does it look like, because I remember in school, it was a room you wanted to be in because it just felt different.
Well, it's not grey.
Yeah.
You know, I've images and stuff up around the wall, bits of painting, you know, letters from people, you know, all those kind of, it's a different type of environment. It's more of an environment that kind of gets rid of the grey of the colour of the walls for a while.
What kinds of things come up when prisoners engage with the art? Are they working through things through
the
art?
They can be,
What kind of stuff have you seen?
Well, like it can be very self-reflective. You know, once you slow down, I think people have an innate ability to, you know, the idea of pareidolia, like the idea of looking at an object and seeing something in it. Like we look at the moon, we see a man on the moon. So we're always trying to make connections visually, I think. Mm. So it's easier then to connect with people, I suppose, that way. And when you gain that connection with somebody, you can start them to kind of make and judge the art and talk about it. And slowly but surely, they might figure something else about themselves.
Would they have done art before?
Some of them have, some of them haven't. Yeah.
Would you think that it's a way for them maybe to get out of their heads a little bit? I would imagine that in prison you've an awful lot of time to think, mull things over, ruminate on things that maybe you weren't too happy about.
Yeah.
Or maybe your mind bounces from the past to the future quite a lot. Do you find it's a way for them to maybe to spend some time with their minds in a different way?
A little bit, but like, I don't believe in time travel. Like, you're here with me right now. We're having this discussion. We're here standing in this, sitting in this room. Like, you can't go into the future. You can't go back to the past. So I'm trying to make them be as present as possible.
Mm.
And like, you know, no phones, no time. You know, it's the other side of it I kind of come from, the more the engagement side of getting a group of students in there and opening their minds slowly. And that's why the Inside Out program works so well. You know, it's kind of a new initiative. They gain micro-credentials, so they're actually seen as UCC students.
Mm. And so do the students come in as part of their course?
Yeah.
And they spend time with the prisoners?
Yeah, in the classroom. They have a number of discussions. It was put together by a lady called Katrina Swarick, and she's a criminologist in UCC, the head of criminology there. So my part is, I'm just a small spoke in the bigger wheel of things up there, you know, so there's a lot more things going on up there.
Mm. What do you think people don't know or understand about people in prison?
How complex it is that they can find themselves there. You know, people are complicated in their thinking and their ways. So I suppose that's one of the main things I would look at, like trying to find the balance.
Mm.
Like, we are all artistic, but I just don't think people tap into it enough. I could pull it out of you now, if you want me to. So let's say, think of your favourite song, right? In your head, don't tell me, this is not a magic trick.
Okay.
So a lyric from that song, now pick a line from that lyric. What?
Oh gosh, now you're putting me on the spot. It's like...
But what is it? You can say it yourself, obviously.
I literally can't. I've gone blank. I've too many other things
you would,
happening.
You
in
would
my
last
mind
in the classroom,
right,
Dermot. You would last in the classroom. But it's, it's just that idea.
Okay. Put it out to the listeners instead of me, because I have a few other distractions going on.
The listeners can send in one line, and what I'd ask them to do is, whatever that line in that song is that they've picked, what does that look like? It's like, and then that kind of sparks off your imagination.
Mm.
What would that lyric or that song look like to you? And then how would you visually be able to put that down?
Yeah, I find that interesting, because sometimes I think if I have a song stuck in my head, I instead of going, God, this stupid song stuck in my head, I wonder, is there a line in it that's a little message?
There's something that's calling to you in it. So it's just that type of idea.
It's been lovely talking to you, Daniel. Where can people find out a little bit more about your art or what you do?
I'm up on Instagram as just Daniel Sexton Artist. I just want to plug a show if I could. We're having an exhibition on Spike Island, the 30th of May, to do with the Crawford Art Gallery. And it's with the Learn and Explore team. And the curator working on it with me is a guy called Matt Ryan.
Mm.
And we're showing work out there as part of a whole school exhibition, just our little slice of it. Just thought I'd plug that for Matt as well.
Okay, well, I think people would be really interested in seeing that. Daniel Sexton, art teacher and art in prisons, working in prisons. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Safe trip back to Limerick.